This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself and Bully Ray talk about Monday Night Raw and the epic segment between Cody Rhodes and Paul Heyman. And I am all in on the road to WrestleMania when Cody faces Roman for the WWE Universal Championship. Are you? We'll talk about it right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Bully, I know exactly what we're going to talk about this morning after what we saw on Monday Night Raw. One of the topics that we wanted to get into yesterday, and we didn't have the opportunity to because there was so much to talk about, and we had two great guests as well. If you missed Carmelo Hayes and Wes Lee, go to the SXM app or obviously subscribe to the Busted Open Podcast. It's free. But one of the things that we were going to talk about was that you don't need the returning veteran for this year's WrestleMania. I stand by that because we're going to get into that a little bit because I think it's reflective of what we saw last night on Monday Night Raw. And we'll get into the main event and what happened after that main event a little bit later because to me that is not nearly the top story after what we saw last night. It's the segment between Cody Rhodes and Paul Heyman from last night, Bully. And I'll say it right off the bat, that might have been one of the best segments that I have ever seen on Monday Night Raw. And you know how I love my laminated lists. I know you don't want to put top 10 promos, top 10 segments, top 10 moments on Raw. That segment from last night would find itself on one, if not all of those lists. I can't remember a segment like I saw last night, Bully, on Raw that put me on such of an emotional roller coaster like that segment did. And you and I have talked about a lot about what is the story leading to WrestleMania? When will that story start? You know, when will they start telling it and how will they start telling it? Well, I believe that Paul Heyman, Bully, answered all of those questions last night.
Last night, after that segment was over, I took to social media and I tweeted, gold, effing gold. But, dot, dot, dot. And everybody wants to know what the but is. And I'll be more than happy to tell you what it is. But I ain't going to tell you right now. Because what I want to do this morning is listen to what you have to say. Listen to what the nation has to say. I'm really interested in hearing the feedback. I know that the majority of the feedback that we're going to get this morning is going to be ultra positive. That's fine. I want to hear it all. I want to hear good, honest to goodness, genuine feedback on that promo segment last night. I put up a poll. 9% of the people went thumbs down on the show. That's not necessarily the segment. But there were a couple of people who chimed in and went, eh, it was okay. And I was blown away by hearing anybody say it was just okay. I'm going to lay out for a little while. I might even go as far to say I'd like to hear everybody else's opinion on the show this morning. So you said it was one of the greatest things that you'd ever heard, right? Yeah. One of the greatest promos, one of the greatest this, that. Are you on board with me holding off on my opinion?
Yeah, I think that's fine because I have a feeling I know what the but means, but I'm not 100% sure what the but means. And if
the butt means a lot, Dave.
It really does.
The butt means a lot.
Yeah. And if I think I know where it's going, I might even have to come back at you a little bit on that butt. But again, I don't know exactly what you're going to say when it comes to that butt. We're using that word a lot this morning.
And it's a big butt. And I like big butts and I cannot lie. In this chess game that me and you are going to play this morning, I can almost guarantee you don't know what my butt is.
Okay, and that's fine. And you know what? I'm glad that you're going to hold off on it. But what I don't want from the nation is to try to guess what that butt is.
No.
Because I really, it's really about what you were feeling when you were seeing and hearing what you saw last night on Monday Night Raw. And it's funny, Bully, because everybody looks at it completely different. I always say to you that my wife, Violetta, is new to the world of pro wrestling. Never watched a match, never watched a moment before she met me. When that promo was over last night, she got off her chair and she said, that was disgusting. And she left the room. She goes, that was disgusting.
Wow.
Yes. And then, you know, I was like fascinated by
that. Can we get Violetta on? I'd really love to hear like why she said that.
Unfortunately, no, she works for a living. somebody's got to pay the bills. But she was really upset by what she heard. And it's funny because the same thing that disgusted her, Bully, got me excited. Like if the opportunity presented itself to buy a ticket to WrestleMania, if somebody came up to me and said, here's a ticket to WrestleMania, it's such and such amount of dollars, I would have pulled out my wallet and paid for it right there. That's the type of segment, that's the type of TV, old school wise, that would fill an arena where people would buy a ticket to see. That's what I believe. Because, Bully, it goes back to something that you always mention about when is pro wrestling at its best? When is pro wrestling at its best? When it gets personal, when it gets real. And last night's segment got personal and got real. And that is why I loved it so much last night.
But why did she call it disgusting?
Because it was personal and because it was real. Because it involved Cody's father. Because it involved Cody's brother. Because of what Paul Heyman said before he dropped that mic last night about Roman Reigns. Like, think about it. We look at it completely different. You know, when we're watching wrestling, and you obviously, Bully, as somebody that's been there, done that, has been a part of your creative processes, you know, been a part of, you know, one of the greatest moments, if not the greatest moment in WrestleMania history. You know what that's like. You know, for somebody who's not a pro wrestling fan, but knows the people, you know, Violetta has met Cody on many different occasions, has met Dustin on many different occasions, has met Paul Heyman as well. Like, she looked at it completely different. And it's part of the magic of pro wrestling, of why I became a fan of pro wrestling. When those lines are blurred and you really don't know what's planned, what's reality, what's truth, and what's not. But all I do know is there were a lot of truths dropped in that promo last night. Even AEW, not by name, but AEW was mentioned in that promo last night.
Gee, I wonder where that suggestion could have come from.
I believe anybody that would be listening to our show yesterday probably heard a lot of those suggestions made. They went there. And to a point, Bully, that we don't usually see WWE go there. You know, that promo was very un-WWE-like. And for me, and I'm not knocking the rest of Monday Night Raw, but once that promo segment happened, Bully, I kind of forgot everything that happened before it on Raw. And I could not get emotionally invested in anything that happened after that promo segment last night. And I'm not saying that everything before and after was bad, but that segment was so far superior than anything else that was on that 3 hours. I was emotionally disconnected by that show, with the exception of that segment last night. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. However, I do want to give credit where credit is due to Montez Ford and Elias, who had to follow that promo segment. And I thought Montez and Elias worked their ass off and did as good of a job as they possibly could. And when Montez hit his splash off the top rope, they had the people once he got the 1, 2, 3. So I just want to, that is a very, very difficult spot to be in. That's that, you know, follow that spot. That's like when you come back through the curtain at gorilla position, you look at the people who are about to go out next and you go, follow that.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible, but the round of applause to Elias and to Montez this morning. Go ahead.
No, and you know what? It even followed to the main event last night, because I thought for the most part the crowd was dead during that cage. Now, here's a cage match that people are up in arms, including myself, that didn't happen a couple weeks ago on Raw 30, right? We were very upset about that. We wanted to see that match. People wanted to see it. It was made last week, and we got to see it last night. For the most part, that Orlando crowd was dead during that match until we saw Lita at the end, and then the crowd got up and got excited. And speaking of the crowd, Bully, and I mentioned this to you, I texted it to you after that segment last night, is the crowd reaction once that segment was over. I went back and watched it again this morning. It's funny how that crowd was during that Cody-Paul Heyman segment. I actually said, I can't fully describe this on the air, but people were listening to that promo, like, you know, like with their, like really studying it, like
intently.
Really intent, like leaning in, listening to what Cody and Paul Heyman had to say. And it was almost like a Broadway performance. When the segment was over, you actually see like everybody in that arena almost in unison stand up and start to applaud.
How about during the promo, when Cody is putting Heyman over, people are actually giving Heyman polite applause.
Yes.
For what he did for Dusty and what he's meant to, you know, Cody and the family and this is and that. Every last bit of that promo, from the minute that Paul comes out, I'll just say, was so intriguing. You were hanging on every last word. What are they going to say next? And you know why you can't write stuff like that, Dave?
Why?
Because it's real.
Yeah.
Allow me to, you know, to back up everything that was said in that ring now. It was real. It even resonated. You know, I saw Tommy go on social media and put out a video of him and Dusty and, you know, the night, I think that was the night that Dusty came back, whatever. Obviously, it resonated with him because, you know, Dusty and Dreamer were tagging. It resonated with me because I didn't find out until years later from Paul that it wasn't going to, it would have been the Dudleys in there with Dreamer and Dusty, which would have been my only opportunity to ever be in a ring with Dusty Rhodes. So it resonated with me on a personal and professional level, but everything that they said was legitimate. That phone call was made. Dusty and his family were not doing well financially. So I just want to back up to our listeners who might not know. That's not a promo. That's real. They're just telling you a story of what happened in their life. We got to sit in on two guys talking to each other that haven't seen each other in a long time or haven't talked in a long time who, listen, I got it in for you and you got it in for me. And my guy's going to beat you at WrestleMania, and you're going to try to beat my guy. But before we go there and we play this pro wrestling mental chess game, I feel the need to show you a little respect and put you over, in which Cody does the same thing back. That is what professional wrestling should be. I have always talked about how put cameras in the faces of the wrestlers and ask them their most personal stories. Tell me why you don't like this person. Give me something behind the scenes or something that happened 15 years ago with that person. Tell me your real stories, and then we can take those real stories and go from there. Because I know what's a canned storyline now. Nobody gives a shit about canned storylines anymore. How long were Heyman and Cody out there for last night? 20 minutes?
You know what? Bully, it was so good that I can't even put a clock on it, a time on it. I don't know how long that segment was.
How many what chants did they get?
Zero.
Okay, there you go. That's how intrigue goes. Because normally when somebody's out there for a long time talking, the what birds come out. Nothing. People were on the edge of their seat. What are they going to say next? Good. Keep going.
Cody made it real, and it kind of reminded me, it's completely different, Bully, but I think you'll know where I'm going. When AEW first started, before Dynamite had its first episode, they were building up towards the match between Cody and his brother Dustin. And Cody put out a promo on YouTube where he talked about his brother and his relationship with his brother. And then it also morphed into like the new era of pro wrestling and the attitude era of pro wrestling, and how he just kind of wanted to, you know, put that bullet in the back of Dustin's head, not just for his brother and his career, but for that attitude era that everybody of this generation has to look up to. That's always the measuring stick, is the attitude era. Do you remember that promo?
Yes.
It was amazing, and it was personal, and it was believable. And it really sold to me that first ever AEW pay-per-view, Double or Nothing. And again, that was before Dynamite actually started. So that was only on social media and YouTube. Cody knows how to get real. He did last night. There were tears streaming down Cody's face. His face was wet, not from sweat, but from tears. And we saw some emotion from Paul Heyman that you usually don't see from Paul Heyman.
It's impossible for those two men not to get emotional when they're talking about the person that they were talking about, Dusty Rhodes.
NFL fans, right now on the SXM app, hear in-depth coverage of your team with the Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. It's all the analysis, all the breakdowns that matter to you, hosted by the players who played for your team and the fans who eat, sleep, and breathe it. 32 diehard fan bases, 32 podcasts. The Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. BLEAV. Search Believe in, followed by your team on the SXM app, Pandora, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I almost feel like this should be this way all the time in the world of the WWE. You know, getting real, having personal issues. But not just that. You have Roman Reigns, who's your WWE Universal Champion. He's your one champion of your company. There probably should be a storyline on Raw and on SmackDown. I mean, right now we have a story on SmackDown with the Bloodline and Jey Uso, and where is Jey Uso with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, and that's playing out on SmackDown on Fridays. And then obviously with Cody winning the Royal Rumble, the story of what's going to happen at the main event of WrestleMania. I kind of like the fact that Roman is involved in two different storylines on two different shows.
This is the reason why I want one world heavyweight champion. Okay. So I believe when the world heavyweight champion is involved in two separate storylines, it makes him even that more important. It shows how many people are gunning for him, how being at the top of the mountain means so much. Not one guy going for one world champion, another guy going for another world championships. And why do we have two world championships? Well, we have a red one and a blue one because one is Raw and one is SmackDown, and Fox wants one and USA wants one, and we want to play nice with everybody. Bullshit. I hate that. Who's my real world heavyweight champion? Who is truly the best in the world of professional wrestling and sports entertainment? When I grew up, it was Hulk Hogan in the WWF and Ric Flair in the NWA and Nick Bockwinkel in the AWA, so on and so on. I don't want two champions. This is the right way. Cody Rhodes, his entire story of leaving and then AEW and then coming back at WrestleMania and Seth Rollins and the Peck, all of this story of winning the Rumble. What a story, a real story. And now he has earned, if anybody has earned that opportunity to face Roman, the top dog, it is Cody. And then who do we have over here? This kid named Sammy. This kid who's done nothing more than been a mid-carder his entire WWE career. Kid with so much talent. Kid who has done the most with everything that they have ever handed him. A guy who has taken chicken shit at times and turned it into chicken salad. And one day, they start chanting his name. One day, the bloodline is standing in the ring, but they're chanting for this Sammy kid. This guy's getting over. This guy's getting over the old school way. The people want to see this guy beat Roman. Look at what we now have. Look at how incredible this is. We haven't seen this in the WWE or pro wrestling in a long time. Two storylines like this, very, very real, especially to the fans, coming together, coming to a head, to the point where people are still 50-50, despite the fact that Cody has earned the shot. There's a significant amount of fans out there who want Sammy to get the shot. What was the old the TV show, Dave? There can only be one, the Highlander? Yeah. I don't want to see Sammy win one world championship from Roman and Cody win the other. That is so fucking watered down. One of these guys should take down Roman. And if none of these guys take down Roman, I'm fine with that too.
And that's the beauty of it, Bully. If Sami Zayn is your new WWE Universal Champion, wow, what a story that is. What's going to be the story moving forward? If it's Cody, wow, what a story going in. What's going to be the story after? If Roman retains after Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania, oh my God, this is one of the greatest WWE wrestlers of all time. And the beauty of it too, Bully, is this. We're not talking, oh, SmackDown's the A show, Raw's the B show, is Raw the A show? No, they're both your A shows. Why? Because you have this amazing story on Monday that revolves around your world championship, and you have amazing story on Friday that revolves around your world championship. This is the way it should be all the time. Now, listen, not every story is going to be as great as the one that we're seeing played out now on Mondays and Fridays, but you know, you get where I'm coming from, Bully. This is the way it should be. This should be your blueprint moving forward.
There was a 2-minute video on social media the other day of, I think it was Steamboat and Bret Hart from a house show in Boston. I think Taz had put it out there on social media, and a bunch of us were commenting on it. And I said, this is the way it should be. And, you know, a couple of people struggled and said, oh, you know, these old timers, they think they're so right talking about the way wrestling should be. I'm talking about the way they execute their art form in the ring, and where everything looks like a fight and everything is a struggle and not just a choreographed trapeze act. That's the way it should look, and that's the way it should be. That's what this business was built on. Conversely, what we saw last night from Cody and Heyman, it should be like that. It always should be that personal. And what wrestlers should aspire to do when they don't have a story at their disposal, like a Cody and a Heyman have, you have to own it and make it your own as if it was a personal story, and say what you have to say with the type of conviction that they were saying it last night. When you have great storytelling and great characters involved in the storytelling, the culmination is something incredible. And that's where the big money is going to be made. When was the last time you, as an uber pro wrestling fan, whether it comes to WWE, AEW, Impact, yada, yada, your sister's ass, were this invested in a story? When?
It's been, you know what? I would have to think about it. It's been a very long time.
I mean this
bully for both these stories that are being told. Both these stories that are being told are two of the best stories that I have seen in decades in pro wrestling.
And I'm going to say this. I love this story on so many levels. I love what they did last night on so many levels. Just because I believe that they might be leaning too much on Dusty or whatever, that doesn't mean I don't love the story. When I say that they're leaning too much on other things, these are concerns for a performer where we're putting other people first. As Heyman even said in his promo last night, coincidentally, that this is should not be about Dusty. This should be about you and your journey, Cody. Despite the fact that I have concerns, doesn't mean I don't love what I hear, love what I see. And last night, and Dave, this is going to be strong. Of everything I've ever seen Paul Heyman do, whether that was with the Dangerous Alliance back in the day, whether that was ECW, whether that was him and Brock, him and Punk, him and Roman, that was my favorite piece of business I've ever seen Paul Heyman do last night.
Wow. I mean, I can't follow up on that.
Hi, everybody. Christopher Mad Dog Russo here. Familiar? You should be. Well, now you can catch Mad Dog's Daily Bite each day as a podcast where you'll hear my thoughts and opinions on the biggest topics around the world of sports. NFL, baseball, golf, NBA, even the hockey. That you know you can count on. That's Mad Dog's Daily Bite. Drops daily anywhere you get your podcasts. And you can also hear me weekdays 3 to 6 Eastern on Mad Dog Unleashed, Sirius XM Channel 82, or anytime on the SXM app.
Bully, it goes back to what we started with earlier in the show, and that is realism, truth. You know, the Rhodes family was hurting financially. You know, he talked about they had $100 in the bank. He had to go back and do used car commercials from the local car dealership, not for any kind of money, but just so they wouldn't repossess the car they already had. You know, that's a lot of truth. That's a lot of realism there, because when I think of the American dream, Dusty Rhodes, I think of the guy in the mink coat. I think of the guy that came to Madison Square Garden, New York City. You know, the guy that he was the everyman. He was, in a lot of ways, the common man. But we put him on a pedestal. And to hear what they had to go through, I mean, that's as real can get. And then it got even more real in the fact that they were in Orlando and Paul Heyman brought up the Performance Center and NXT and Dusty Rhodes training, you know, Bayley and Finn Balor and all these great wrestlers that we see on our TV on a Monday night, including Roman Reigns. But Cody was not in those list of names that he trained. And then the drop the mic moment, Bully, when he talks about, hey, your dad loved you. You were your dad's favorite son. But Roman Reigns was the son he wished he had. I mean, you talk about getting you to the highs of emotion and then kneeing you right in the balls. That's exactly what Heyman did on Raw last night.
When you think about this promo, Paul Heyman is basically telling Cody, anything that you learned in this industry was not directly from me because I was too busy being me. I was too busy being the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, to truly sit you down and teach you the professional wrestling business. You picked up bits and pieces and scraps as we moved along as a family. However, I taught all of those kids at the Performance Center everything I know. I took interest in them. I took my time with them. I sat down with them. I put my hand on their shoulder. I spoke to them with a kind voice and talked them up when they needed some extra inspiration. But you as my son, Cody, I never did that for you. Imagine walking around for the rest of your life as Cody Rhodes, knowing that your dad never directly passed down that knowledge to you. That's some heavy duty stuff to hear.
Yep.
Because it's real. There is one person out there that I would love to hear from today. You know who that is?
Who?
Dustin. Because in many ways, Dustin had it harder than Cody. And I hope some way, somehow, other than just reading what Dustin has to say on social media, Dustin Rhodes can become a part of this story in some way, shape, or form. Because we forget that before Cody, the chosen one, there was Dustin, who I think can add a layer to this story unlike anybody else. That's just my opinion. But is it going to happen? I don't know. That would require the WWE and AEW to actually do business for a second together. That's why that promo works so much, Dave. That's why that promo hits home. Imagine you had to hear the truth in front of 20,000 people and millions at home that your dad never had time for you, but he had time for everybody else. It kind of hits home because I bet you there's a lot of people out there who go through that themselves, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a very relatable story to a lot of people, probably a lot of people in that arena last night.
You know, my dad, who I loved to death, no longer with us, was a great, great man. He was really good with his hands at building things. And I was always by his side when he built something, but he never taught me how to build anything. Never really showed me. But if he had to show somebody else had to do it, he would say, okay, you take the nail and you put it like this, and then you take the hammer. And I'd be wondering myself, like, well, damn, Dad, why can't you teach me like that? Sometimes it's just a tough love thing. But when I heard Paul saying these things to Cody, I kind of had like little flashbacks to my childhood. That's why this stuff works so well. And when it's done properly, will elicit emotions in people that they did not know they had, and they suspend your disbelief. You forget what you're watching on that television is fighting opera and sports entertainment.
And Bully, the two stories that are being told, and we bring up both those stories because they involve Roman Reigns. You have the one story with Sami Zayn where it's the underdog, like you said, out of nowhere. Here comes this guy from obscurity to now challenging Roman Reigns for that WWE Universal Championship. And everybody's behind Sami because everybody gets behind the underdog. You don't believe it could actually happen until it actually happens. And it's a wonderful story. And it's a beautiful story in the world of pro wrestling. And then you have this other story involving Roman Reigns, which isn't about an underdog. I mean, Cody is as far away from an underdog as you could possibly can imagine. But it got real. And it's about, like you said, where people are watching and listening and saying, man, I can relate to this story. I can relate to what Cody is saying. I can relate to what Paul Heyman is saying. Like, two completely different stories, but both involving your WWE World Universal Champion.
And tomorrow, when you have Tommy on, Tommy will be able to bring you behind the curtain even more of when that phone call to Dusty happened. He might even be able to tell you in depth about the phone call. He'll be able to tell you what it was like to see Dusty the second that Dusty walked into the arena that day for ECW. He'll be able to tell you about Dusty's self-doubt because Dusty was very down on himself during that time. And if you take a look at that video that Tommy posted on social media, Dusty had gotten really heavy at the time. I'm sure he was a bit dejected mentally because of what was going on and the confidence. And let me tell you something, Dave, when you lose your confidence in a wrestling ring, it is very difficult to get it back. It's one of those things. And you'll hear like performers, like, you know, rock stars say that they were afraid to get back on stage because they had lost their confidence and what it took. So Tommy will really be able to help our listeners get a better idea of what Dusty was going through during that time, most specifically that night.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.